Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, January 16th. Markets continued their less than enthusiastic response to the signing of the phase one trade deal with China. In overnight markets, we've got March corn down 4¾ cents at 382¾. Export sales came out this morning. They were actually pretty strong, 992,000. That's versus estimates of between 400,000 and 900,000. In the wheat, we had March down 7½ cents in Chicago, 565¾. Kansas City March down 9 at 487½. Minneapolis March down 1¾ at 554½. Export sales strong in wheat as well, 710,000 versus estimates for between 300 and 500,000. And in the beans, actually strongest thing on the board here, only down 3¾ cents at 925. Export sales on the higher end of expectations, 711,000. Market was looking for between 400,000 and 700,000. USDA also announced a sale this morning, 180,000 tons of soybean meal to the Philippines. So again, markets not responding real strongly to the signing of the trade deal. There were comments after the signing that purchases would still be based on commercial considerations and market conditions. So that gives China pretty much a way to get out of purchases if things don't look great. They based this on 2020 buying $12.5 billion over the baseline from 2017, which was $24 billion. So you're looking at $36.5 billion in purchases, again, based on market conditions and an array of different commodities. So I think the markets really are saying, you know, we want to actually see some purchases put on paper and start to see some beans being shipped out. Also weighing on the beans here, this is normally the time when South America comes online and China normally does their buying down there. So that's another factor working against the U.S. The Brazilian real has gotten weaker over the last couple of weeks, again, back down near the lower end of the range it's been in for the last few months. That's also making South American Brazilian beans cheaper. So that's how markets are acting now. We'll see if there's any continued follow through, and hopefully we will see some purchases and China does follow through on these commitments. Outside markets, you've got the dollar flat at 96.96, crude oil up 22 cents a barrel at 58.03. Stock market seeming to like this agreement here, up another 85 points overnight, targeting possibly all-time highs again. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.